Kyren Williams's touchdown was the first play of the second quarter. 2nd and 5 at the San Francisco 5, up the middle, 7-3 Rams. The two plays before it had been a Matthew Stafford throw to Puka Nacua for 41 and a Williams run for 3, and the drive took 4 plays from the Los Angeles 43. It was the only touchdown Los Angeles scored, and it was worth plus 1.6 expected points added. Expected points added is what a play was worth given down, distance, and field position. The other carry that mattered went the other way. Third quarter, 5:07 left, 2nd and 3 at the San Francisco 3, Rams down 17-7 late in a 12-play drive. Williams behind the right guard for 1 yard, to the 2. Then 3rd and 2, Nacua stopped at the 1. Then 4th and 1, Stafford stopped at the 1. Williams's 1 yard carry was worth minus 0.6, and it left the Rams needing 2 plays to get 2 yards, and they got 1. The line, 11 carries, 41 yards, 1 touchdown, longest run 8 yards, 5 of the 11 successful, plus 1.1 on the carries in total. 3 catches on 3 targets for 24 yards. The longest a 16-yarder on first down with 4:28 left in the half. 11 carries to Blake Corum's 10 and Ronnie Rivers's 5, and every running back carry inside the San Francisco 11 was his. He was on the field for the ball that mattered and did not have a run longer than 8. Back in June, the previews read on Williams was that an RB9 season had been built on sustained opportunity rather than efficiency, and that availability, not the yards per carry, was the thing to watch. Thursday he was available, he got the goal line work and the touchdown, and the efficiency was ordinary. 11 carries for 41 against a defense that ranked 24th in expected points allowed a year ago. One game does not move that red, and it did produce a near-even split with Corum on the carries. Los Angeles is home to the Giants on Monday the 21st. Data via NFL Verse.